Hello world, man, it's been so long. This is your host, Talia the Mogul, for the Talia the Mogul podcast. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode. It's been a minute. I believe it's been, I'm embarrassed to say, I think it's been maybe a month since I last posted my last podcast. I have to go back and look, but there's been a lot of really amazing, great things going on, you guys, and I just wanted to, you know, come back to you all. I did not mean to neglect or anything like that. It's just that life has really been pretty spectacular and amazing. And, you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, really take that time to embrace it, let it all sink in, and continue moving forward, man. And that's what I've been doing. And I'm so excited about everything that is occurring and that's, you know, coming into existence. Things that I prayed on back in, like, what, 2014 or something like that, is finally starting to manifest, man. 4 years later, but it's happening, you know. I continue to move forward. I continue to have faith in what I'm doing and the people around me and the dream and the vision. And it's all coming together, and I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited. But so this is, we're already in May, you guys, in May of 2018. It's crazy. I remember distinctly when I just started this podcast at the beginning of this year in January, or was it February? But it was definitely early in this year I started this podcast, and it's already May, you guys. We're already about to go into the summer pretty soon, and that is amazing how time flies, man. Especially when you're having fun, you're enjoying life, you're, you know, you're setting your intentions and you're working progressively to make those things a reality. And I'm really excited. But so in this month of May, I'm feeling really good because with the group of people that I'm with, my entrepreneur group and my accountability group, we are purging something for the month of May. So for me, I decided to purge sweets, sodas, and no eating out outside of the weekends. Okay, so Monday through Friday, I've been making home-cooked meals. And, you know, it actually hasn't been that hard because here's the thing. This is mind over matter May, right? And so everything is all about mindset at the end of the day. And what I've come to realize is that with these past 2 weeks that have gone by so far, it actually hasn't been that hard to stick to my purge. I haven't had any sweets and I've had no sodas. I've strictly been on this cranberry juice and alkaline water fast, and I haven't been eating out at all. You know, I've just been getting, you know, creative with my meals. I've been going online, looking up a few recipes here and there, and I have been doing really well, and I'm really proud of myself. So really, at the end of the day, it's all about how you train your mind to discipline yourself and your behaviors in order to accomplish your goals. And that's with anything in life, whether it's you're deciding to purge something for a month or for a year or the rest of your life, right? Or whether it's, you know, in career or business or whatever aspect of your life it is, it's all about mindset. And so how are you programming your mind? You know, and I think I made a status about this not too long ago on my Facebook as well. So the world is your computer and your thoughts are its coding. So really it comes down to how are you programming your PC? Okay? How are you creating your life? What thoughts are you deciding to think? What are you deciding to act on in order to make your dreams a reality, in order to make your thoughts materialize into physical form? It all comes down to making a decision. All you have to do is make the decision you want to change. All you have to do is make the decision that you want to be a better person, a healthier person, you know, a more intelligent person, you know. And once you make that decision and start to act on it, it becomes a habit. And it's very hard to break a habit once you get going, right? You start smoking, you decide, hey, I don't want to smoke anymore. You know, it's really hard to go back to smoking once you've put it down for so long. You know what I mean? So it all comes down to that decision. So it's all about denying your flesh for the month of May, right? And for me, I'll tell you some of the effects that it's had on me. I have a lot more energy throughout the day. I've replaced my morning coffee. I usually would go right up to this coffee shop up the street, and I would grab my coffee every morning before, you know, starting my day. And I've replaced my coffee with this really good organic all-natural smoothie I got from the farmer's market up the street. And man, like, you know, just subtle changes like that can make a huge difference. I have more energy. I have that mental clarity throughout the day. I'm not feeling like I have to, you know, take naps here and there, because I already only get maybe about on average 5 to 6 hours of sleep a day. If that, sometimes, depending on, you know, what the day consists of. And I found that, you know, I'm not even really tired at all throughout the day. You know, I get a lot more done. I'm more creative. Not sure if I told you all this. I probably haven't. It's been a while, but I am working on some new creative projects, not only in music, but also in TV and film, and I'm really excited about them. So I'll definitely keep you guys posted on that. Working with my team very closely to make a lot of really big things happen as we speak. So, but y'all know how I am. I don't really like to discuss too many details of things before they actually happen, because I believe in the element of surprise. And I really enjoy just, you know, showing you the results of what I've been working on, rather than, you know, blurting out little splurges of information here and there up to that point. I just rather dump it all on you all at once and take you by surprise a little bit. That's how I roll, you know. But so you'll see the outcome. You'll see all the things that we've been working on pretty soon. I'll keep you posted on that. But you know, it's just amazing. And I've also been able to manifest a lot faster too. I think that your spirituality goes hand in hand with your physical health as well. Once you clean your body out and you decide you want to detox, it's so much easier, I think, to connect with spirit, to, you know, connect with the higher source of information, clarity, and knowledge, because now you have learned to discipline yourself to detach from what you feel you need in this physical, and you've learned to do what's satisfying to your soul. And that's a huge sign that you're already aligning or aligned with your purpose spiritually, which is so significant in accomplishing everything you want to accomplish. And so, yeah, I've been able to manifest a lot faster, man. A lot of the things I've been praying on, didn't know how they were going to work out. And that's another thing. When I've let go of expectation and I've let go of having things turn out or the outcome be what I think it should be, that's when things tend to speed up a lot quicker, you know, because I'm not worried about the details anymore. I'm just like, okay, I want this, you know, it still crosses my mind, but I'm going to continue to just focus on me. That's when things tend to kind of just fall into place and in ways that you didn't really think they would. And that's what's been happening with me so far, man. I'm telling you. Back a few years ago, I was praying and meditating on this. I have my vision board that I meditated on almost every single day and night. And of course, I still meditate to this day. But back then, you know, I just had these huge visions. Like, I could see myself on planes flying to different countries, flying to different cities, you know, flying to all these different events, meeting the movers and shakers in the industry, and really getting my name out there, not only as an artistic creative, but as a businesswoman, you know, having that respect that comes with that. And so now I see how it's all falling into place around me very quickly. And I'm like, wow, man, like, well, you know what? This is what I asked for. You know what I'm saying? And now I put myself in the vortex. I can't be more amazed at what's happening and how it's happening. And so, for example, the PBA events we've been doing, it's been taking me to different cities. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I love, as far as working with musicians, producers, just being around that creative energy and taking it to different cities. So I'm traveling, doing what I love, which is exactly what I meditated on a few years ago. You know, I didn't think it would happen this way, but it is. You know what I'm saying? Also, you know, doing this these showcase tours, you know, now I'm in a position where I've been working closely with my team, and we're already talking about putting together, you know what I'm saying, some showcases, going to different cities and traveling, things like that. So everything is everything, yo. It's just crazy how it's all happening. Not at all how I thought it would, but it's happening and very quickly. And so I say all this to say it all comes down to decision and then meditation and intention, okay? When you meditate, you have to have the purest of intentions as far as the energy you put into your thought patterns, okay? And, you know, it's all about having goals, man. What are your goals? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now, 10 years from now? You know what I'm saying? Put together a plan and put it down on paper. Get it out of your system. Put it on paper, because when you put it on paper in that physical form, just seeing it every single day. For example, I have my affirmations that I have right beside my door, so I see it before I do anything else, before I walk out of my room in the morning. It's right there by the door. And, you know, I have my affirmations that I say every day. I have my vision board right there by the door as well. So it's like I always have what I want to materialize right in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Because I see it. You know, I see it. It's a reminder of where I'm going and where I want to be. You know? So, but yeah, you guys, I just wanted to, you know, check in with you all, man. The book of the month for May, by the way, is called Relentless by Tim Grover, who was Michael Jordan's and a lot of the other greats in sports trainer. And I mean, it's a phenomenal book. So on the next podcast, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about some of the things I'm learning from there. And I mean, it's going to be awesome, you guys. May is going to be awesome. But the rest of this year is going to be an awesome year. I'm going to just put that out there in the universe. 2018 is going to be my year. 2018 will be your year. It will be our year, you guys. Stay focused. Stay driven. Stay positive. Get your affirmations down. Write your goals down on paper. See them. Visualize them. Feel them every single day. This has been your host, Talia the Mogul. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I love y'all. Continue to support. Go to my blog website, TalyaTheCEO.com. Make sure you go check out producersbeatauction.com for upcoming events. We have May 19th in Atlanta. We have June 29th in LA. And then I have some other dates that I'll be announcing pretty soon surrounding the music that I've been working on with my team. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Love y'all. Peace.